infantryman broke my heart, but I survived. It's bonkers what happened over the past 5 years, says Krina, a demon from Crowley in a West success. When diagnosed with breast cancer in 2013 at 33, she has just settled back into working life after getting married and spending a year backpacking around the world. I noticed one of my nipples were inverted, and when I Googled for answers, I thought, oh God, this can't be me. 3 years later, after surgery to remove one breast, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and another major reconstructive operation, Krina felt she was out of the woods. She had even arranged to have some of her eggs harvested so the embryos can be treated and frozen in case the cancer treatment made her infertile. But then on a trip to Canada to celebrate the end of my life with cancer, she felt grim. She was tired and her chest was tight and she was struggling to breathe. Hospital doctors were baffled until one cardiologist made a crucial link. He told me to squeeze his hand if I remember having a red liquid during chemotherapy treatment, Krina recalls. She did. The diagnosis was acute heart failure and she was rushed to intensive care. Heart damage risk. Thanks to advances in treatments, more patients than ever are surviving cancer, but 1 in 10 are developing serious heart conditions, sometimes soon after finishing treatment, other years later. The problem is caused by chemotherapy drugs damaging the heart muscle, meaning it can no longer pump properly, and this can lead to heart failure. It's even given rise to a new medical specialty called cardio-oncology, which focuses on delivering cancer treatment safely, but working out which patients get heart damage and which won't has proved really tricky up until now. Scientists knew that the young and the elderly were at high risk, but they've now found that the faulty genes also play a role in increasing risk in other people. Some have a gene to cause heart failure, and they get a second hit from the chemo, explains Dr. Alex Leon, a consultant cardiologist at the Royal Brompton Hospital and Imperial College London. Most patients are told there's small risk of heart problems. A study of 200 cancer patients with cancer therapy-induced cardiomyopathy, or CCM, by Imperial College London researchers has pinpointed the genetic risk factors, paving the way for testing of patients before they start chemotherapy to find out who is at risk. The good news is that during treatment can reduce the risk of heart damage in these patients and close monitoring can pick up potential problems early, Dr. Leon says. Pregnancy too dangerous. Even people like Krina who were left fighting for breath can return to live a normal life. My recovery is incredible, she says. I didn't think I'd be coming home. During 2 weeks in Canadian hospital, she sent voice message back to relatives, preparing them for the worst. After 2 months staying in the country on a no-salt diet and being cared for her husband, her heart function had improved from 6% to 12%. It was enough to allow Krina to fly back to the UK, but that was just the hard start of the journey to recovery. Meditation and intense rehab followed, which allowed her heart to creep back into normal range of function. But there was one thing she was told was too dangerous. Having a baby would put too much strain on her heart. So we started to look at other options, she says. I'm very grateful. A surrogate was found using her own embryo. Her daughter was born and is now 60 months old. Next month, I'm climbing in the Himalayas. I'm living an extraordinary life and I'm very grateful. Krina says, I thought I wouldn't see my 40th birthday, but now it's just 2 weeks away. Her expedition is part of a push to raise awareness of a breast cancer in a young woman from the charity Copperfield, a cause that's important to her. Most people are surviving cancer after chemo and more are getting secondary diseases. There's work to do educating patients and doctors.